This is the University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner.
Our panelists will be giving their perspectives on what actions that we need to be taking now and over the next few years to be where we want to be with services for children and families.
A presidential commission recently called for a transformation in the mental health services system for children and adolescents, but for almost 20 years, USF has been uniting experts to try to bring that about. The Louis de la Parte Florida Mental Health Institute's 19th annual research conference recently brought about 650 such authorities together from around the world. USF professor Robert Friedman, the chair of the FMHI's Department of Child and Family Studies.
We have people from the federal government, from state and local. We have clinicians, we have family members, we have researchers, we have policymakers, and we try to provide a venue for people from different perspectives to really exchange their views and learn from each other.
Collaboration was a major theme, according to Gary Blau, the chief of the Child, Adolescent, and Family Branch for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
The idea of how we at the federal level are encouraging local communities, system partners such as the University of South Florida and others, to transform what they're doing in order to provide better services, higher quality services, and improved outcomes for children, youth, and families.
Also sharing her story as a keynote speaker was Sandra Spencer, the executive director of the Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health, whose 15-year-old child was diagnosed with bipolar disorder over a decade ago. She says the most important thing she learned was to get help from her peers.
We don't want to tell anyone, we don't want anyone to know that our child has an issue, but we are here to say that we know that mental health is important to overall health and well-being of your children, and so that's nothing to be ashamed of, and that there's support out here.
Ms. Spencer agrees that the collaboration is important.
I don't see any way to transform our mental health system, any way to do this work, if we don't all partner and do it together.
Professor Friedman, who spoke at the conference about the dangers of boot camps and other youth discipline programs, says the biggest change in the history of the conference is in the quality of the research presented.
People are really now doing very innovative programming. They're studying full systems of care, and so the knowledge is beginning to get more and more relevant and more solid.
For the University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.